time to bring in WIOD legal analyst and South Florida trial attorney Mark Aguilar. She's also a network legal analyst. His book is titled Be Happy by Choice, Happiness Guaranteed or Your Misery Back. You can find out more at BeHappyByChoice.com. And his business website, his legal website, is SpeakToMark.com, our show. So what we're going to talk to Mark about is a Florida appeals court last week upheld the arrest of a woman who was apparently doing nothing more than filming police while they arrested her son. So what was this court thinking? Because you would think standing out in public, just videotaping the police, not necessarily interfering with the arrest, you wouldn't be doing anything. You'd be perfectly within your legal rights. As long as you're not interfering in that arrest, what are you doing wrong? Well, apparently, and this was a very divided Florida appeals court, decided that no, her arrest was proper by the police for what they did at that moment, just for videotaping them while they were in a public space. So what does that mean for our future and our rights and whether someone can be arrested here in the state of Florida for doing nothing more than that? And what's next? If you could be arrested for just videotaping police or anything else, what else are they going to take away from you? And how does this get corrected? Because it seems like this would be wrong. Now let's bring in 610 WIOD legal analyst Mark Aguilar. You there, Iggy?
I'm here, my friend.
There you are. I could hear you now. Hope you had a great weekend. Tell us about this appeals court decision upholding the arrest of a woman who apparently was doing nothing more than videotaping the police.
I am so outraged. I'm livid about this one. I'm glad you picked this topic. Apparently, this ruling, a 2-1 decision, makes it lawful to arrest someone for obstructing the police simply by videotaping the police actions, which means, yes, you're right. You didn't say it, but I know people are thinking that the teenager who videotaped Derek Chauvin taking the life out of George Floyd, she was committing a crime if that had happened here in Florida.
And apparently there were similar cases. The mother in this case, from the reports that I read, didn't interfere with police while they were arresting her son. All she was doing was videotaping the arrest.
I said there's no way. When I started reading this ruling, I said, all right, there's got to be something we're missing here. Because I don't believe that you should be able to record law enforcement officers without any restrictions. You can't jump in their faces. You can't jump in the area in which they're working hard to you know, I get the limitations. In this case, in the dissent, the one lone judge out of three wrote that the mother was doing nothing, didn't interfere in any way. How is that a crime, Manny? I'm nauseous at this decision.
How did the other two justices justify the ruling?
Because this is unbelievable. I don't even want to say it because people are going to go, oh, you were justifying it. I'm not, just so we're clear. They were saying that officers still have a reasonable expectation of privacy. Are you kidding me? They've got their body cams recording not only the suspect, but anyone that potentially is in their view. And that's available to the public. It's available for the media to see. So if someone's having an affair or meeting a business person for lunch, all that could be seen on the body cam footage of the officers. But they have a reasonable expectation of privacy. Somehow we're invading their privacy.
Oh, and I think we lost him again. Oh, there he is. And the arrest was done in public. This wasn't done like in some kind, you know, in somebody's house or something like that. I'd imagine this will be challenged, but you need standing to be able to challenge it for some reason. So we need another case like this to come forward, right?
Well, I'm hoping that her lawyers take it up a notch. Say, there's no way we're not going to have a conviction for our client being upheld for this action. Somebody needs to take this up to a higher court. This is insane. By the way, this directly conflicts with federal law, which does permit you to video. So, you know, this has to be resolved. This is a problem.
And the step up, as you say, would be what? The state Supreme Court?
That would be the next step, yes. Yeah. It has to be resolved.
Right.
We cannot. This is horrible law, and perhaps they didn't think about the whole George Floyd thing. That has definitely created a different level of expectation for law enforcement officers.
Yeah, I don't know
how
you make
them believe that they're being recorded.
I don't know how you make a ruling like this and not think about the George Floyd case, but we'll see where this goes from here. Mark, always a pleasure for your time. We'll talk to you next week.
Same here, my friend. Thank you.